Milk expiration dates, courtesy of Al Capone. It was reported that one of Capone's family members in Chicago became ill from drinking milk that wasn't fresh but had not soured yet. At that time, there were no controls on milk production or distribution. That's probably why he wanted to buy a retail dairy business. Al Capone had been trying to diversify his investments in legitimate business for some time, even while consolidating his brewing and distilling concerns. As Al put it himself, "You gotta have a product that everybody needs every day. We don't have it in booze. Except for the Lushes, most people only buy a couple of fifths of gin or scotch when they're having a party. The working man laps up half a dozen bottles of beer on Saturday night, and that's it for the week. But with milk, every family, every day, wants it on the table. The people on Lakeshore Drive want thick cream in their coffee. The big families out back of the yards have to buy a couple of gallons of fresh milk every day for the kids. Do you guys know there's a bigger markup in fresh milk than there is in alcohol? Honest to God, we've been in the wrong racket right along." Raphael, Ralph, James Bottles Capone, Al Capone's older brother, with the help of Murray the Hump Humphreys, Frankie Diamond and Diamond's brother Johnny Meredith, who was married to Al's sister, Mafalda, opened the Meadowmore Dairies at 1334 South Peoria, in Chicago on May 4, 1932. Ralph Capone got the nickname Bottles not from involvement in the Capone bootlegging empire, but from his running the legitimate non-alcoholic beverage and bottling operations in Chicago. Ralph was most famous for being named Public Enemy No. 3 when his brother Al was Public Enemy No. 1. Ralph planned to undercut local fixed dairy pricing by the Pure Dairy Association Union. Capone Sr. had milk shipped from Wisconsin dairies and bottled by Meadowmore. Chicago dairy retailers refused to sell Meadowmore milk. Milk was sold by the dairy companies to vendors operating their own trucks who resell to retailers. They also refused to deliver Meadowmore milk. Chicago gangsters were accused of responding by bombing dairy association plants, resulting in a literal milk war in 1932-33. 4 years later, in November of 1936, Cook County State's attorney investigator, Tubbo Gilbert, was indicted for helping the Teamsters fix milk retail prices in Chicago. By that time, the Chicago Teamsters were little more than an extension of the Chicago mob. The scandal involved Dr. Herman Bundison of the Chicago Board of Health, as well as officials of Local 753 of the Milk Drivers Union. The indictment read that they had conspired to fix the amount of milk delivered in the city to squeeze the smaller distributors out of the business, leaving only Meadowmore dairies. Despite a mountain of evidence, the case went nowhere. State's attorney Courtney refused to bring it to court and refused to allow Tubbo Gilbert to resign. It's also interesting to note that a few years after the price-fixing scandal died away, Murray Humphreys managed to drive most of his competitors in the dairy business out of the market by following through with Al's idea of dating fresh dairy products. Ralph insisted that a law be passed that grade A milk could not be sold as fresh milk more than 72 hours after it left the cow. He convinced the Chicago City Council to pass a law that clearly stamped the date on milk bottles where the consumer could read and understand it. The practice is now required of all meat, fish and dairy distributors across the country. Meadowmore became the Richard Martin Milk Company in 1961, although the Meadowmore name still appeared on the milk containers. It was likely that the Capones had already cornered the market on equipment to stamp expiration dates on bottles, and the passage of the legislation would help him take over the Chicago milk market.